Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you can be with us. Putting America first, New World Order dead last. Let's just get right to it. Now, there were two articles I saw, but it all came from this particular article that comes from the Daily Beast, dailybeast.com. And again, I'm not a big fan of that particular site and their ideological leanings. However, truth is truth. And so, I pan for the gold. You know, I look for the nuggets wherever they might be. I mean, truth is truth, and the facts are the facts. Now, we do have the fawning media, and we have the fake media. And so, you have fawning news and fake news. And there is a lot of faking out there. And there's a lot of fawning out there. The title of this article is, "Even Trump Can't Stop Mocking Sean Hannity's Dumb Softball Questions." And the subtitle to this particular article, the Daily Beast, is, "Trump Craves Friction to Set Off Sparks and Drama. Hannity Slobbering Extinguishes Them." Well, that's a pretty astute point. It's a very shrewd observation, because this president, as I've talked before, he revels in the conflict and the chaos. And that's his managerial style. That's what he enjoys. He comes from the celebrity world as well as, you know, the tough competitive business world. The opening paragraph says, "Donald Trump's close relationship on and off the air with Sean Hannity hasn't stopped the president from mocking the Fox News star behind his back for being such a suck-up, according to three sources who have independently heard this particular mockery. These sources asked to remain anonymous in order to discuss private conversations with the president. And in one case, also to avoid incurring the ire of Hannity, whom they called a perfectly nice guy. Trump's many radio and TV interviews always touted as exclusive and rarely making any news have been widely derided by the media critics and political observers as simpering propaganda. And the president himself, a man famous for demanding relentless validation and unwavering loyalty, feels the same way. Trump has repeatedly and sometimes for a sustained period of time made fun of Hannity's interviewing skills, usually zeroing in on the low quality laziness of the host's questions, and the three people with direct knowledge tell the Daily Beast. In quotations, "It's like he's not even trying," quote unquote, Trump has said, one source recalled, right before the president launched into a rough imitation of Hannity's voice and the mannerisms to complain that the questions about how great I am give him nothing to work with or have fun with. Another person who's heard Trump make similar comments since his inauguration says they remember the president calling Hannity's softball questions dumb. This source recalled a round of ripping on the TV talker's interview style and cloying devotion to Trump that lasted long enough that the source glanced at their watch and started feeling sorry for Hannity. The president's recurring complaints often focus on the show's sycophantic the TV host can be, both on and off camera, with Hannity slobbering, leaving no friction to generate the sparks that and drama that Trump craves. He likes it as a sport, a Republican close to the White House said, describing the president's long-running addiction to sparring with media figures. White House spokesman did not respond to a request for a comment on the story as of publication time. Neither did Hannity. Fox News declined to comment. Trump does enjoy the back and forth with the press. "Look at the whole Acosta thing," says Jeffrey Lord, a Trump ally and former CNN political commentator. "The president called anybody he wants. He could have ignored it. Jim Acosta. He didn't do it. And he didn't do it because they would have some chance to do some verbal jousting there." Jeffrey Lord recalled that when he interviewed the then future president at Trump Tower in 2014, Trump had enthusiastically promised he would fight back hard against the dishonest press if he ran for the White House. "Donald Trump delights in the combat with these folks," Lord said. Despite mocking Hannity's softball questions, the president loves Sean, according to numerous Trump friends and White House officials, and is said to value him as a close pal and prominent informal political advisor who has his finger on the pulse of conservative America in a way few do. But Hannity is hardly the first friend or ally Trump has professed his love, as he routinely disrespected or debased that person behind their back. For instance, when Oscar-winning actress and Trump acquaintance Marlee Matlin competed on Celebrity Apprentice, he repeatedly made fun of her by calling her retarded simply because she was deaf. I have to step in here. I don't know how legitimate, how accurate that is, but this is quoted in the story. With Hannity, Trump hasn't always restrained himself until his friend was out of the room. Ahead of one of the president's closing rallies before the midterm elections this month, the 2020 Trump campaign announced Hannity would be appearing on stage with Trump as a special guest. Fox News began telling news outlets this special guest designation was wrong and that Hannity would only be at the rally in Missouri to interview Trump for his show. Hannity himself tweeted that day of the event, "To be clear, I will not be on stage campaigning with the president," and blamed any confusion on supposedly erroneous reports instead of Team Trump's announcement. In the middle of the political rally, the president called Hannity on stage anyway and told him to come up to the mic, which Hannity did do campaign with the president he supposedly just covers on air. Hannity's employer sprang into damage control mode. Fox News does not condone any talent participating in campaign events, and the network said in a statement. According to a senior administration official, Trump was aware of Hannity and Fox News' stated position, and the host would not campaign that night. The president simply did not care and did it anyway, the official said. So there you go. Hannity has been made a mockery of. And it's true. If you're a lap dog or a lame dog, and you simply are one of those mini bopping heads that just go along, even though it's someone that you support, even though it's someone that in many instances you would agree with, you still have to call a friend, a family member, or a colleague to task at times. He doesn't do that, and that's sad.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are with us. And let's continue with this media theme, whether it's fawning or fake media. Regardless of who the president is, left, right, or in between, the journalist, okay, the reporters are supposed to act with some level of respect for the office and a certain level of decorum, and also respect for their fellow journalist for a news gathering purpose, supposedly. Most of them want to just look good on the camera. Most of them want to it's about their ego, and it's about showing up their competitors and getting the scoop, if you will. But when you're accosting the president or accosting, you know, the White House press secretary or others that are holding or involved in any of these press events, the First Amendment allows for protections as it relates to free speech. It relates to reporting. And there are no special privileges that necessarily the president or the press secretary has to put on these events, nor is there any obligation that they have to take each and every question or matter of fact, how many questions they take or whom they select as the questioners. When you have this rude and crude person, I used to think that Mr. Toupee, the wig man, Sam Donaldson, was a very rude person, but he pales in comparison, because there are many times where at least he was asking intelligent questions generally, and that he was being assertive, but to some degree aggressive, and it's okay to be fearless, to be fierce, but there's a way of, and again, I've criticized the president for it's not always what you say but how you say it, and being more strategic, and actually, you know, being as the Bible says, you know, shrewd as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But you know that CNN, MSNBC, that they're so agenda-driven, so partisan, so political, so against this president, this White House, this administration, that it's almost a surprise that the president and Sarah Sanders even takes particular questions from some of these stooges and some of these idiots. And quite frankly, some of these rude rubes. I mean, just think of it. If you were a school teacher, you are teaching a class. Would you allow for these rowdy students? Would you allow for these rude students to take control of your class? I think not. What if you're a professor in college? Same thing. You know, what if you are, say you're at a sales conference or you're at some kind of business conference, and there's a presentation, you know, or there's a lecture, you know, or if you're in a movie theater, and people start, you know, getting too rowdy and maybe too sexualized and, you know, and making comments, and let's say the rudeness with the phones, you know, when you, certain meetings, they turn off your phones or turn over your phones. And so there's just a certain process, a certain decorum. There's certain rules of engagement. And most of it has to do with courtesy, has to do with respect, has to do with thoughtfulness, has to do with just simply, you know, fair treatment and being, you know, having some level of decency and courtesy. So when you have someone that his name is befitting because he's an accoster, okay, he likes to accost others. When you're told that your time is up, or that either your question's been answered, or that it's time to pass the baton. Now, you have to realize that when there's a press conference and the president says, what you know, whether it's your time is up, it's been answered, you've asked enough questions, whatever the case might be, it's now time to hand the microphone off to the intern that'll give it to the next reporter that's been called on by the president or by the press secretary. Yes, we had it went to the courts, and sadly, which is part of the fawning media, Fox, for the most part, fawns over the president, just like it's like MSNBC, CNN, speaking of, you know, that they are anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-American, and that's my view, and I'm holding to it. And then Fox is like, you know, pro-Republican, pro-Trump, for the most part. And so that's why I call it the fawning media. I'm sure someone will steal that expression, but that's okay too. Sean Hannity, of course, is part of the fawning media, the fawning news, the fawning talk radio. Many of them became born again, you know, Trumpsters and born again America Firsters when they were just basically middle of the road traditional Republicans, okay? But they realized that not only their audience was demanding this, but they also realized their careers demanded this in order for them to succeed, meaning Rush and Hannity and others. So the federal judge rules that Acosta, at least in a temporary way, needed to get his press credentials back, and that he was to be allowed to report at press conferences for, you know, representing CNN. But I think there's going to be some positives come of this, because there have been some journalists that, yes, they supported Acosta, the Acoster in the accused here, grandstanding, but they also understood that he had a right to be represented, and that there's a process, there should be some level of decorum, and so the rules are now being formalized. You're going to be written up so that everybody knows that if you're participating in this in a White House setting, you know, essentially, it's not your right; it's your privilege to be there. And yes, you have a right to report, but you could report from, you don't necessarily have to be there, whether it be the Oval Office, whether it be, the West Wing, the East Wing, whatever wing. Nobody is entitled to be reporting within the confines of the White House. You say, well, it's the people's house. Well, certainly not the reporter's house. Now, they do have a, believe it or not, they are afforded office space in the basement of the White House, the lower level. And I've seen it. I've actually participated, in a news conference there in the 1990s. So I'm aware of that. So they're granted a lot of access. They're granted a lot of privileges. Many of those privileges can be revoked. Now, this judge did not give carte blanche, but he did say that it was more or less a temporary restraining order. And so what's going to come of this now is that he's not the only accoster. And so you're going to have other reporters who are going to have to conform and comport themselves in a way that is more respectful. There's going to be a certain level of decorum, and there'll be probably a certain, maybe it'll be written up in such a way that you get one question and perhaps at the discretion of the president, the press secretary, a follow-up. You know, maybe it'll be where it's randomized and that it's more like a lottery. I don't know. But I'm glad that this is being addressed, because I just think that there should be a certain level of civility and there should be a certain level of decorum. And I think that we all should deserve some level of respect. And quite frankly, when you're hogging the microphone, and you've seen this in classrooms, you've seen it at conferences, you see it, you know, beyond just the world or the universe of reporting, that there's always someone that has that big mouth and that wants to, you know, hog the limelight or steal the limelight, and they don't want to relent. They want to, you know, stay there as long as possible, and they think that their words and their questions and their ideas supersede everybody else, and so there is an ego element to this. Anyway, I'm glad that the reins will get pulled in. And again, the president could just say, I'm not doing any more press conferences. So he could actually boycott. So that, you know, and there was some talk that all the press were going to boycott. And again, the president does not need these reporters, but he does love the conflict. He loves the chaos. He loves the thrill of the verbal joust and the battle between the press and himself. And I mean, that's his governing style. That's his managerial style. So what are you going to say? I mean, to me, I wouldn't want to spend that much time with pond scum. I wouldn't want to be in the swamp and the sewer. Okay. I'd rather have a cleaner environment. And so I'd rather take out the trash that is littering the White House and the press room. Okay. Okay, that's all for this week. Take care. Till we meet again, Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.